Jeremy Bradley here, back in our weekend in Winnipeg. And I have to say, you know what, the weather has not really been cooperating. But we are at a place right now where it doesn't matter what's happening outside, because you're going to feel warm and then cold and then warm and then cold. I'm joined by Zach. We're at the Thermia Spa. It's a brand new facility here in Winnipeg that just opened end of December of last year, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so tell me, as we've experienced some crazy weather here at the zoo, and again, those pictures are at peg.jbeyondair.com, and we've got pictures from the spa here. This almost is a resort, really. It's not just a spa. But I was telling you when we first got here that, you know, when you go to a spa, you think, I'm going for a massage, and that's the extent of it. Not the case here. Tell me why.
Not the case here, and actually I'm glad you guys are here on such a frigid day, because this is possibly the warmest place you could be in Winnipeg or surrounding areas.
So we've got the massage area, and we're looking at three different pools, saunas. I see smoke coming out of what looks like a log cabin. I mean, tell me what you have here at the facility.
Perfect, yes. So right now we're looking over and we can see three pools. We have our hot tub, which is at 39 degrees right now. We have our tepid pool, which is at 21, and we have our cold plunge, which is at 8 degrees. And like I was saying earlier, we would be absolutely nothing without our polar plunge. That's sort of the backbone of this whole operation here and our thermal cycle.
So there's lots of steam that we see, but there's also lots of smells. We were going on a site tour before we came on the air here, and tell me what the scents do to your body and then the temperatures do to your body, because there was almost sort of a routine that you should be doing that you said, like, you know, that chills your body and then it opens up. Just recap that for everybody.
So what we try to do, we try to educate all of our guests on the benefits of the thermal cycle. The thermal cycle has been around for thousands of years and becoming increasingly popular in North America. So what that means is we encourage you to do something hot. So for example, you could start in our Finlandia, which is our dry sauna. Temperatures can range from 80 to 85 degrees. So what that does is brings all your blood to your skin, opens your pores, and you start to sweat. Now your body will start to react to this, your heart might beat a little bit, and it's just because it's trying to protect itself from the heat. So once your blood, you've reached temperature and your blood has reached your skin, we encourage you to use the polar plunge. So you can enter it at a safe level, not too fast, or jump right in, depending on how your body feels and your level of health. But we encourage you to go in the polar plunge, and what that does is forces your blood from your skin back into inside your body, so going to all your organs, so your brain, your heart, your lungs. And then, of course, to relax after is very important. So relax in the tepid pool. The tepid pool will bring you back to a normal body temperature. Now, if you repeat this three more times, you're effectively working out without working out. So you move your blood from inside to the outside and back again, thus creating a flushing system for your body without the wear and tear of a workout. This has been a known health benefit for, well, dare I say, thousands of years now. And now it's here in Winnipeg.
I have to say, you know what, I've got a treadmill at home. 45 minutes on the treadmill seems excruciatingly long. And here you could probably say, you know, I want to ask though, that you really could make an entire day of this, because we're actually sitting in the restaurant here and looking outside. You know, we've got the three pools. We've got the, how long, somebody could effectively stay here all day.
You can stay here all day, and we encourage it. So our doors open at 9 a.m. and we close at 10 p.m. Weekdays are $45 plus tax. And once again, that gains you access to the site all day. So bring a book, bring a magazine.
We're gonna I can stay overnight. You said that I can stay over. I'm just gonna camp out the week here, right? That's where,
well,
no,
yeah,
put you on the spot there.
Yeah, we'll have to find you.
I'll run that by Quebec. Good, we'll see what we can do here. But how many other locations are there? Because, like I said, Winnipeg, for most people in Winnipeg, this seemed like a foreign concept. Like, you know, this just wouldn't work here. You've been incredibly busy since you opened just six months ago, and you're seeing it. You're saying almost at capacity. You've got sort of waiting areas outside when people can't get in. I mean, that's a good problem to have, isn't it?
A very good problem. I think Winnipeggers have been waiting for something like this. We're becoming more of a winter destination, and we're here, and we're here to support that now. But as far as length of time, yeah, we encourage you to stay all day.
Right. Yeah. So now there's also, we're going for a massage treatment as well then too. So let's talk about that element of the facility. Several different types of massages and treatments you can get.
Correct. We're not just a restaurant. We're not just an outdoor facility. We also provide massage and body treatments as well. So we're sort of a three-pronged approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the pictures, again, that we have on the website are fascinating. As much as I want to just run around with my camera, we don't do that. But that's what I love about this place, too, is that there's the no cell phones, there's the no cameras, and there's the little shushing logo on everything, because we want quiet, we want peace, we want relaxation.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up. People come here to relax, and yes, we do have a whispering policy, and that, of course, is just for other people to relax. It's fine to speak, you know, the restaurant's a good place to speak, but in the pavilions, in those areas, we encourage everyone to just go inside yourself and actually melt away your worries, your work week, your stresses. That's what thermia is really about.
Let's talk about the restaurant. What would you recommend on the menu?
Oh my gosh, you know what? I'm a big meat eater, but I'm still eating the beet sandwich. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Okay. We honestly haven't even gone through and done anything. We're sitting in bathrobes in our clothing. We've just taken a site tour, and I'm already like, okay, Jeremy, shut up. Let's just go and do this. But we just have to wait. Our appointment's in a few minutes. So what we're going to do, though, is we're going to get back to the music here on the show. And when we join you again, we will have already had the massage and experienced the facility. And we'll give our thoughts if we're still awake and coherent and able to speak. All right. So peg.jbonair.com for all of the weekend in Winnipeg stuff. Back to the music now, top of the charts and the open road.